Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of hosts, guests, and callers. Once again, thank you for listening to BVM Global Kingdom.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Peace and greetings. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Happy Sabbath day. Happy feast day. This is another broadcast coming from BVM Global Kingdom, and I am the host speaker, Senior Pastor, the Elder George Redock. We want to give thanks to the Most High God for carrying us through the whole week, allowing us to come up on this dark side of the Shabbat. And lifting up his holy name. We thank you, Most High, for giving us your Holy Spirit and the strength to come before your people today on this Shabbat and this feast day. We want to greet each and every one of you, those listening here in the United States, those listening overseas. We greet you, but most of all, first of all, we greet the Most High for his mercy, for endureth forever, and for him giving us this Shabbat to rest in him and his feast, because this is the time and the season. But I greet each and every one of you listening here today with Namaste, Shalom, Assalamu Alaikum, and may the peace of Christ be with you. Truly, it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing and an honor to be before you listeners here today. We want to apologize from the BVM Global Kingdom. Well, we had some technical difficulties and we were in the midst of taking care of some personal things. And we did not have a broadcast within the last 2 weeks. We apologize. We've been going strong and doing this BBM Global Kingdom and this podcast strong for the last few years because it's been a blessing from the Almighty. But me and the chaplain, we have to take care of some things and get some things in order and some prioritize some things. But we're trying to take the BBM to the next level. But we thank each and every one of you for being not only patient with us, but just tuning in and listening and giving your input. Whether it was calling in, and the number again is 319-527-6170. Again, 319-527-6170. And we thank you for those who are calling in and those who even tuned in online. Because we've been blessed, and I know you have been blessed. You know, before we get started, I just want to put out a moment of prayer for all those associated with the BBM Global Kingdom and those listeners, and each and every one of you, a prayer of not only unity, but a prayer of peace for you in your life, peace in your mind, in your heart, in your homes, peace across the land. But for most of all, for the Almighty, the Most High God, for Him pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh and awakening His people, the righteous people of God throughout the earth, of coming back and reinstalling His law, statutes, and His judgments, and living and taking care of the oracles of the Most High, and us being the ambassadors and the ministers of light and of righteousness and holiness throughout the earth. We thank the Most High for giving us this blueprint and giving us His word. But most of all, giving us the Holy Spirit through His Son, Christ. You know, right now, not only that, we are in observance of the Shabbat, the seventh-day Sabbath, and we're resting from all our labors, from our places of employment, or from the things that we do in our lives on the everyday, whether it's dealing with things of the medical issue, family issue, or the workplace. You know, taking this time right now and giving thanks and praise to the Most High for giving us this time for this Sabbath day. Because the Sabbath day is also a feast, and we're also in the season of the Feast of Tabernacles, which are inclusive of not only the Feast of Trumpets, but also the Feast of Atonement and Tabernacle. And it all is inclusive of one another. And we want to thank those that are in the time and season that are in observance of Rosh Hashanah, of the New Year. And a lot of folks saying, well, the New Year, basically is broken down to these two things. In the Hebrew calendar, there's two new years in a sense. There's a sacred new year, which we know that that's the time of Abib 14 or Abib 1 up to Abib 14 when Passover was instituted, and then Abib 15 when the Feast of Unleavened Bread was instituted, and we were delivered with a high hand out of the land of Egypt, the children of Israel, and we were free from bondage from Pharaoh in the land of Egypt, and we were brought out with a high hand, and we were given this Passover as the death angel passed over the land of Egypt from the 10th plague. And those who had the lamb blood on their doorposts, the death angel passed over them. And it killed all firstborn, mankind, livestock, everything. But you know, the miracle was that the children of Israel didn't lose anything. The ones that were living in the land of Goshen, no one died. They had the blood over on their doorposts, or none of their livestock died. Look at the firstborn. That's a miracle in itself. And that tells you about the covering of the blood of Christ, of that lamb, the perfect lamb of God. And as we go into this season, as I was explaining, it's a two-part. And the sacred calendar is the institution of Passover and unleavened bread. And then it's broken into the civil calendar. Now, the civil calendar is not in the month of Abib, but it's in the seventh month on the first day, which is called Tishrei 1. And Tishrei 1 on the seventh month is the beginning of months. It's a time of release. And we know that from the Hebrew, this originated from even in America today. It's bankruptcy and debt. When you're released of debt in a certain amount of years, 7 to 8 years, this release, or this in the silver calendar, it was a time of release of all the debt that you had throughout. And this was going to the land of Israel, for the Israelites. And this is where this was instituted, as I said before, even in this land. Bankruptcy and things like that, when you were freed of your debt. Ironic how that came from scripture and came from an actual act of release. And not only is this a time of release, but also this is a time of the blowing of Tishrei 1 on the seventh month, the blowing of the trumpet. And then on Tishrei 10, we have the atonement, which is a fast and the day that we repent and ask for forgiveness. And then on Tishrei 15 is the day of Sukkot, which is the end gathering or the end harvest. And we gather in the last fruits of the harvest of the season. We know that when Christ comes, he is going to gather his harvest of those who are in him. The Feast of Trumpets just institutes, or it gives a warning, or it gives the sound, and you must be in tune that when the angels blow that horn, that trumpet, to be awakening that something's about to happen in the atmosphere. It's about to change. And you have to be in tune with that. So when the Feast of Trumpets come, and then the atonement needs to be for the year of getting down and asking for forgiveness of the Almighty for our sins. We know that during the early ministry, that was done by the Leviticus priesthood. And that was established by Aaron and his sons, where they sprinkled the blood on the Ark of the Covenant. So the high priest went in the tabernacle itself, or the temporary structure, which Moses was giving the instructions of how to build for the people to come for their atonement. And we know that Christ went in that tabernacle behind the veil in that mercy seat. And he was the ultimate sacrifice once and for all, which gives us the atonement through his blood by him dying on the cross in Calvary. And we thank you, Most High, for allowing him to come for us, for our atonement. And we thank you for us to be part of his ingathering of the Feast of Tabernacles, for us to come and to be in that Sukkot, or that festival of the last harvest, when Christ gathered his church and gather those who are part of his church during this time, this end time. And we thank him for you, Most High God, for sending him for giving us this time and this season for us to be alert and for us to blow the trumpet with our voices to our families, to our friends, to our neighbors about not only repentance, but about getting our lives together again and coming back to the Most High God and establishing his kingdom with Christ here on earth. And he sent forth his ministers, and he sent forth those to go forth this land, across the land, to not only minister to his people, but to give the people knowledge and understanding of what this process and what this whole thing is about. You know, I love this time and this season and about the Feast of Trumpets and Atonement, or the Tabernacles, because it's all together. Within the same period, it's seven Sabbaths. And it's a wonderful time, not only a rejoicement, but also it's double Sabbaths, where we have the feast and we have also the Sabbath day, and it's all inclusive at this time. And, you know, one thing about this time and this festival, because we haven't been taught, our parents haven't taught us this, my parents didn't teach me this, my grandparents and my great-grandparents, because they really didn't know. Because we know most of them, when they grew up and during their time, they were forbidden to read the Bible. They had a different understanding of who Christ is, who Jesus is, and what these festivals are, and what they mean. They never really opened up the book of Leviticus in the 23rd chapter, because you can find this here in Leviticus 23, every feast day that we're supposed to be celebrating. We've been institutionalized with a lot of the things that's of this earth, far as pagan and idol worship days that's been tied into the things of this world, of this countries or the nations. It has been infibered into not only our ancestors, but even to us, even today. A lot of them have no biblical background at all. And when you dig into it, you find that it has no relevance to the Creator, the Heavenly Father, or to Christ or his kingdom. Christ said, and he taught his disciples about what to do, when to do it. But one thing about these feasts, and they are memorials, but these memorials that we think about and we observe, because a lot of times folks get too caught up, it's a good thing to know about it, because in these feasts and these festivals and these memorials, it's a teaching experience, because it's a lesson to be learned. Because it's some things that the children of Israel have experienced where we were given warnings by the Almighty about other nations, how they were going to take us away from him and establishing our relationship with them and have us follow after their pagan and idol ways. And the Most High God said, listen, you have to be careful, because you have to teach these things to your children and your children's children. As we look into the day in this world today, there's not many folks that are celebrating, let alone the Feast of Trumpets or the Atonement, or even Tabernacles itself in the Tabernacle season. Some is not even celebrating the Sabbath day, because we've been torn away from these things. And one of the things that Satan has done, that he has put this world and made it a big distraction as far as television is concerned, computer, drugs, alcohol, sin, fornication, adultery, I mean, lying, stealing. I mean, all this stuff is part of what the world is about, pagan idol worship. Everything contrary to what the Word of God and us being obedient to his Word. And that's why a lot of folks see themselves falling in a lot of turmoil and a lot of confusion and a lot of pain and suffering and death and murder and affliction, not only to themselves, but to their families, and losing of loved ones and destruction that's here on this earth, because we astray, we were been led astray by Satan from the Most High, and establishing relationship with him and doing the things of custom that we're supposed to be doing in part of the holy oracles of God. And one of the things about these things and the importance of it, and like I said, it's a learning lesson, and it's something that it puts you in a place in your mindset. It puts you in a place as far as your everyday living, your living quarters, gathering together and just being together as folk. We know that even with the feast that, you know, and its observance in the time and the season that it comes in the fall, you know, in late September, October, we know that this is the time. We know that this is the season, whether it's based upon the rising of the sun or the cycle of the moon. We know that this is the time and this is the season. The time and the season that, for one, we know that the windows of heaven are open. And we know that the things that we need from the Almighty, and we have to be spiritually in tune to this time and to this season and understand what these feasts mean and even what his Sabbath means. Because if you're not even keeping the Sabbath day or the Shabbat, because if you don't have an understanding or truly of what that is, because you haven't been taught, or you've been taught something that's it's not the whole truth. Christ says something. Look, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks, as the Spirit of the Almighty is pouring out on all flesh, and people are getting spiritually awakened from the docile state of ignorance, you know, of religion. We have all these religions that's out there, and everyone says, you know, you do this, oh, you got to do that, or you ain't got to do that. But nobody's saying, well, listen, what does the Almighty say you got to do? And that's the problem. And that's the issue we have going across the universe here. But we know that hourglass, that sand is almost empty. And time is running out. Christ is returning back for his church without spot or wrinkle. And everyone thinks that that church is a mass jig or temple, synagogue, or the basic Christian church building, and it's not. Because the church are you. You, me, you, you, and you. Your body is the temple of God. Your body is the church. Your body holds the spirit of the Most High God. And that's the part that returns back to the Most High. Our body is going to go back to the dust or to the earth. And that's something that everyone on this earth has an appointment, and no one is going to get out of. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what title you got. You know what I mean, Chaplain?
Mm-hmm.
And we got folks around here think that, for one, they don't even serve the true and living God. They don't even acknowledge him. They don't keep his Shabbat or Sabbath day. They don't even keep his feast days. They don't even are obedient to his word. They think they're going to be sitting right next to the Messiah or Christ in his kingdom, or where Christ is going to be with the Heavenly Father. And you're delusional. It's not going to happen. For one, if you haven't repented, if you haven't turned from your wicked ways and your evilness or things that you're doing on this life, on this earth, that's taking you away from the Most High God, and you allow Satan to separate you from the love of God. And these feasts are an important part of that. You know, I'm going to get more into this here tomorrow on the Shabbat,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the Sabbath day. But before I get going, I'm just going to have the chaplain read first Isaiah 58, 1 and 2. And then I wanted to read Leviticus 23, 24 and 25. And that just gives a encapsulation of what, for one, the trumpet as far as what Isaiah was speaking about crying out loud, sometimes about crying out loud and then speaking the word of God or the truth to the people. Sometimes a lot of folks are listening with deaf ears. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear nothing about the righteousness of God, the holiness of God. They're so caught up into religion. And I don't care what religion you are, whether you're Buddhist, Hindu, whether you are Islam, Judaism, or Christian. The righteousness of God affects all of them. There's only one way, righteousness or wickedness. And the righteousness of the Most High God. And there's righteous people in whatever religion you are in. Sometimes people get so far caught up into the religion instead of just being obedient to the Most High God and serving the true and living God and having discernment between what's real and what's not real. What's really written in the Word of God or what's a bunch of rhetoric that some folks say or a person tells you or a preacher man or a rabbi or even an imam tells you, but that doesn't explain, well, where can I find that? It doesn't give you insight where you can meditate on that word, okay, and establish a relationship with the Most High, with yourself. You know, there's nothing wrong with hearing a man or woman of God that's sent by the Most High God, but their job is to tell you how you, for one, can get back on track again. How you reestablish that relationship back with the Most High. How the things in your life, the turmoil, the ailments, or the downfalls, or the pain and suffering that you're going through, or the sin that you're dealing with in your life, no matter what it is, how you can come from out of that sin or your brokenness, or how you can repair yourself, your healing of your spiritual body and of your spiritual mind. And in your spiritual heart, of for one, of the righteousness of God and the holiness of God. Now, this thing here is not something that happens right away. To some folks, it does. But some folks, it's a process. But with the process is that you have to take at least one step, and you have to acknowledge that there is a God, and you have to accept the Most High. And you have to accept his blueprint and his word. And you have to accept he sent his son, Christ. So, and this is a funny thing. I want to touch on this before I have the chaplain read this here. I had a very dear senior. I'm not going to reveal her name, but she's in her 90s. She's a wonderful woman of God. And she likes the scripture. 1 John 14, she likes me to read that when he says, don't be troubled. And don't let your heart be troubled. And Christ was saying, listen, in my Father's house is many mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you that. But it is so. And he's going away to prepare a place for us. Because after we leave this earth, a place that we can go to, where we can be with the Father and with Christ. Because he promised us, those who believe in him can have eternal life. But this elderly, this sweetheart, she asked me this question. She said, do you know who Christ is? Now, I know who Christ is. I kind of hesitated. And I was quoting some things where Christ says, well, he's closer than a brother or a mother or a father, a sister or a brother. And he's closer than a friend. And she said, yes, that's true. But who is Christ? Who is Jesus? So I gave her a chance to answer for herself. So she said, well, Jesus is the Son of God. And I said, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Now, I'm saying to myself, because I'm a teacher too, and I teach this stuff, and I didn't really get into, she was absolutely correct. But a lot of times, getting understanding. Because a lot of us, we don't read. And when you get into the spiritual realm, but sometimes you get to a point where you just know who God is and who his son is. We know that technically, well, we know that the Heavenly Father, he's a spirit. He created mankind. So as far as having sex or having reproduction with a woman, I'm talking about as far as we know the plan and the bloodline that he sent through Christ to come because he was the atonement. We understand that. And we know that the Most High and the Heavenly Father is bigger than that. And a lot of times when we get the interpretation or when someone teaches us that Christ is the Son of God, it's a metaphor or allegory. I mean, it means exactly what it means. And it means that he came through a body because he had to come through a body that had blood running through the veins. He had to come through a bloodline. But as far as with the Heavenly Father of the heavens, he's the Father of the heavens of the spiritual realm. And he's bigger than human beings because he created that from the dust of the earth. That's a creation of his. But he's bigger than that. But when we establish the Son, and Christ is the Son of God, of the Heavenly Father, and he has the same characteristics and attributes that a son would have as far as inheritance and part of establishing the heritage of the historical aspect from the origin of him, from the beginning of creation of from Adam all the way up to Christ. And he had a beginning and he has an end. And he is definitely a part of the Heavenly Father, a spiritual part. Remember, the Heavenly Father is a spirit. And we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. So he doesn't have the changeabilities of flesh. Now he breathes his breath of life into flesh, into his creation. And we know this, just as he breathed the breath of life into us and made us a living and breathing soul. We understand that. We get that. But our relationship with them, and this is the importance about doing these feasts and keeping the Shabbat and the Sabbath day so that we can be in tune with him in the spiritual realm. Of keeping not only Shabbat, but when the trumpet comes, because when the angel Gabriel and all of them come and they blow these trumpets on the four corners of the earth and he gather the elect, or he gather the calling, or they send forth the angels to gather Christ and those who are part of him. You have to be in tune to that sound and to that voice. That something's about to happen in this atmosphere, here on earth and in the heavens, and be in tune with that. And that's what the importance of that is. But it pleased me so much that even in the elderly of her, even in her knowledge of what she knew, that she trusted the Lord with all her heart and all her mind and all her soul into the best of her ability. On that realm, that she know that Christ was the Son of God, of that higher being, that he was sent here for a reason. He was sent here for this here trumpet, for this tabernacle experience. And he was sent here to give us a second chance, because we know that the Most High God could have destroyed us again a long time ago, but he felt so by having mercy on us. And his chosen people to come back to him, to reunite us back to him and establish this kingdom through Christ. Whether it's metaphorically or allegorically, we know Christ's kingdom is here and it's real, it's now. And we know that these perilous times and these the world destruction and the things that we're dealing with right now, earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes, the murders and death and wars, floods, fires burning that can't be put out, that we're coming to a trialing time. Just as Christ spoke about this, and his disciples was asking him, and even you asked the same question in Matthew 24 and 15, what is the end going to be? How is the end going to be for us that love you and that's part of Christ? And Christ spoke about that. But you know what? I'm going to have the chaplain read that because I said enough for today. I just gave you a little snippet of what the Feast of Trumpets is, how it started, Tishrei, seventh month, Tishrei 1. And it's also the Sabbath day, and Tishrei 10 for atonement, and Tishrei 15, and Tishrei the 22nd, because it lasts 8 days, Tabernacles, Sukkot, the ingathering. And we hope that each and every one of you listening will be part of that harvest when Christ returns for his church without spot or wrinkle. So remember this. Stay in the Word. Meditate in the Word. Stay in prayer. And remember that Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua, Yeshaya, Yahusha, Jesus is the living Word. Now, we're going to ask, I'm going to ask the chaplain, before she read that, is anything she want to add to that?
No.
She says no. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to read those two scriptures, that Isaiah 58, 1 and 2, and then I want you to read that Leviticus 23, 24 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to ask the chaplain to close us out in prayer.
Okay.
Chaplain?
Cry aloud, spare not.
Uh-oh.
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
That's the chaplain's trumpet voice. Come on.
And show my people their transgression.
Yes.
And the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight approaching to God. They take delight in approaching to God. That was Isaiah 58, verses 1 and 2.
Amen. You know, as the chaplain went with her trumpet voice, and this is how a lot of times when you're speaking the word of God, you know, when we cry out loud, a lot of times a lot of folks don't want to hear it. But this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing, thus saith the Lord, and I'm crying out loud,
mm-hmm.
lifting up my voice like a trumpet. Those who want to hear it and those who want to receive it, God bless you.
Let them hear it.
Let them hear it. It'll be a blessing to you. And those who don't, I shake the dust off. Listen, you can't make no one come to the Most High. You can't make no one come to Christ. You can't make no one repent on the evilness or the wickedness that they do in their life. You can't make no one live holy or righteous. This has to be something that you have to make a decision or decide that you want to do in your life. No matter who you are, it don't matter how much money you got, it don't matter how poor you are, it don't matter what position or title you got. Everybody is going to have to see the Most High God. And Christ is the only way you're going to be in the realm with him, because he's the way, the door, the truth, and the life. You can't get to the Heavenly Father unless you go through him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care who you are, even to get to that realm, in the spiritual realm, because the Most High is so holy. He's so righteous. We can't stand in his presence, in this filth of our spirit or what we are, unless Christ is there to filter us,
uh-huh.
to put that white robe on us of the righteousness and the holiness of him, through him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. We stand a chance. But the world wants to reject that. The world wants to reject that. Some say that Christ never even came. And they're getting too much into the metaphor and the allegory.
And the world wants to fool you.
Fool you that he don't exist.
Wants to fool you, yeah.
Or the kingdom of the Heavenly Father don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That we can live in this sinful way without any repercussions. If you stay in your sin and you die in your sin, you're going to be destroyed. The only way you're going to get out of that is repentance, turning from your wicked ways. And we believe here at the BBM Kingdom in baptism. Baptism by the water and baptism by the Holy Spirit. We need both. Christ was baptized by water, and he also was baptized by those by the Holy Spirit. We know this by what happened in Acts 2:38, or Acts in that upper room, when the Spirit of the Almighty fell on the apostles and those 120 that was up in that room. Let me stop there. And I want the chaplain to read the Leviticus 23. 24 and 25.
But you know, I gotta look at the New Living Translation.
Go ahead.
For Isaiah 58.
Yes.
1 and 2.
Read it.
Shout with the voice of a trumpet blast.
Yeah.
Shout aloud. Don't be timid. Tell my people Israel of their sins.
Yes.
Yet they act so pious. They come to the temple every day and seem delighted to learn all about me.
Hmm.
They act like a righteous nation that would never abandon the laws of its God.
Right.
They ask me to take action on their behalf,
yeah, right,
pretending they want to be near me.
Yes. How are you going to say you want to be near the Almighty? And then this is the thing about Israel. It's so many people that's been... Their mind has just been so distorted and separated from God. They don't even know who they are.
Mm.
They call themselves different names of from black to Negro to the N-I-G-E-R word to coon to everything. I mean, except the true righteous men and women of God. And nobody wants to believe that, hey, that Israel is a people or a nation of people that prevailed. They are prevailers. Now look at what we do in our life. We prevailed against oppression. We prevailed against experimentation on us as a people, our bodies, people treating us as though we're not human beings, three-fifths of a human being. Our ancestors were murdered, hung. Our ancestors were raped. Our children were raped. A lot of these things has happened to us as a people. We've been given less opportunity for financial advancement, business advancement, even in shelter, security, financial insecurity, health insecurities. We've been put in, given a lot and experimented or and experienced a lot of sickness and disease on this earth, but yet we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we still have the Spirit of the Almighty. We may be a little misdirected. We may be a little off track a little bit. But one thing, can't nobody outdo us in praising the Almighty, even in that spiritual realm. And we are praying to him because we are people that just pray to the Almighty, praise the Almighty. And the Holy Spirit, that's just part of our DNA. That's why the Most High God chose us. Since the beginning of time, I can't help the favor of God. It's not fair. But we have stuff that's been instituted in our DNA. For we've been praising the Almighty, even from the beginning of time, on this earth and in the heavens. Holy, 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 praises be to the Most High, lifting up his holy name as the angels praise him and the saints of God praise him, even today, can do about it, or it's Satan. So you continue to stay and meditate into the Almighty and praising his holy name, keeping his word, keeping his Shabbat, keeping his feast days. You can find them in Leviticus 23. Matter of fact, the chapter is great to read, even in this time in this season. Coming into Tishrei, seventh month on the first day. Leviticus 23, verse 24. Chaplain?
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Yeah, and what that means, not only is a feast day, but it's a Sabbath day. It ain't no even a Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Means you're not supposed to be out there working. You ain't supposed to be out there. This is supposed to be the time you're supposed to have for the Almighty. But like I said, the earth has put out to make us, or make some folks think that everything is dependent upon how this earth functions. And no one is giving the Almighty the thing that he asks and the time that he wants in observance. And I know that a lot of folks that are out making a living for their families, and I get it, and I understand it, because I did the same thing too. I was no different. But it wasn't until I really started meditating on the Almighty, and I started trusting in him, and then my life and my existence is in his hands. You know, I was working day and night, all day, and working overnight, and thinking that I was going to make all this here money to get all these riches. But the richest thing is that I found was that I was received the Holy Spirit, and I was able to repent and turn from my wicked ways and give the Most High time on his Shabbat, on his Sabbath day, and his feast days. Now, I'm not saying that I don't have everything perfect and correct, because I don't. I'm still learning and going through an experience, but I've started the motion. I'm not started. And I give praises to the Most High. And I thank him. And I thank him for every day, for just breathing the breath of life into my body and allowing me to be on his wake-up list and allowing me to be a light into this world and to be an example. And I thank him for life and life more abundantly. And I thank him for coming into my life, for saving my life from being a sinner, a wicked and evil person. Now, it's not to say that sometimes I go through life where I may say some things that I may not mean to say, or I may even be thinking some things I shouldn't think. But I pray and ask the Most High and ask Christ to forgive me of things, of sinful thoughts, actions from my past, the present, and future, knowingly and unknowingly. And if I offended anyone, or if I said anything to anyone or anyone, I ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me. And as I said in my quote for today, anybody tell you they love you today, I want you to know that Pastor George loves you. And I want you to pass that on to the next seven people that you see, whether it's your son, your daughter, your sibling, your neighbor, or your friend. And tell them, say, I love you. And the Most High loves you too. And Christ loves you. So we're going to turn this over now to the chaplain. She's going to close us out in prayer. But I just want to tell you, you continue on running this race, because it's not for the swift, or for who's the strongest or who's the fastest, but it's to those who can endure to the end. We got some enduring people here. You keep enduring, and you will see the Messiah, Christ, in the end. So sons and daughters of Zion, continue in his word. Continue blowing that trumpet, crying out loud, and lifting up your voice like a trumpet. You be blessed. You and your family. Until tomorrow, on the Shabbat, and on the Sabbath day, and on this feast day, because it's a Sabbath and a feast, God bless you and your family. And may the Most High God send his guardian angels to watch over you and your family. We're going to go with closing prayer with the chaplain.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you today because you have told us what you have said regarding the feast days. In Leviticus 23:23, you said in the New Living Translation, the Lord says to Moses, give the following instructions to the people of Israel. On the first day of the appointed month in early autumn, you are to observe a day of complete rest. It will be an official day of holy assembly, a day commemorated with loud blasts of a trumpet. You must do no ordinary work on that day. Instead, you are to present special gifts to the Lord. And Lord, we once again thank you for your instructions, very clear and poignant. And may we continue to bless you with our actions and bless each other because we are brothers and sisters in your son Christ. We are direct heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your son Yeshua and the mercy you have given us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Again, remember, tomorrow we'll be back on the air. We're going to have an early session tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. So those who's tuning in, we're not going to be on the regular time at 12 noon. We're going to be on at 10 a.m.
Okay.
If you're able to tune in, we would love to have you to tune in tomorrow. Again, the number is 319-527-6170. And if you want to email us, it's at bbm@globalkingdom@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Be blessed. God bless you. Shalom. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. Peace.